Blog Talk Radio.
Atlantic
after St. Nick. Never seen St. Nick. Just niggas selling the same nicks, the same bricks. Same hustlers running up the Broadway. That's where the snow's at. Taste it. Foreplay. No turkey or greens, just Jimbo's. Christmas lights and project windows. Shout to the coldest on my barometer. Berkman, Shapiro, Kalina, Hanukkah.
Master Flex Night.
Master Flex Night.
On a tree, the house lit up nights. With your family, it's where you want to be. Here all Christmas nights. When you wake up and you see the gifts, don't that make you feel good? So since we all snowmen in Harlem, let's have Christmas in the hood.
All of the fashion nights,
where
the daytime so bright.
Good evening, lifers and listeners to Global 14 Radio The Cut. It goes down every Wednesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I am your host, Onyx. Also, the co-host joining me on the line, Golden Fleece. So what it do?
What's going on? What's going on, girl? Welcome back. Welcome back. You sound good.
Thank you. I'm trying to get right, you know, trying to get back to what we do best. You know, just let everybody know, we did have to take a couple of episodes off. I just tell you guys, I was in a car accident. It was pretty crazy. God is good. I'm blessed. Here, we here, and it's time to get the show popping.
Definitely, man. We're definitely glad you're back. All our prayers was up, you know what I'm saying? Glad you made it through that thing real strong, real fast, you know? So.
Yes.
Time to turn up again, you know what I'm saying? Thank God.
I know that's right. You already know. And then also, with our intro today, Kanye West, Christmas in Harlem. It is December. I can't believe it's the end of the year. We already, it's time for Christmas
crazy.
Again. It is crazy. For everybody that's listening for the first time, this is, again, Global 14 Radio via the brand Global14.com, which is the social networking site of Jermaine Dupri. This site features everything from news and blogs and fashion, exclusive music, and much more, such as Global 14 parties that if you are a member, you can pretty much get in there for free, and then also party with JD and other celebs that are in the building. So make sure you check that out. Also, again, we do broadcast every Wednesday unless, you know, for some reason it falls on a particular holiday. So in order to know the episodes that we have coming up and the guests, then you just need to go to our main page on Global 14 Radio, and it will show our upcoming episodes as well as all of our past shows. So go ahead and hit the archives, and we had a lot of interviews that were great. We had Jadakiss had called in one time when you interviewed Slowbucks.
Yep.
So it's just, you know, we had a lot of great moments this year. So, you know, go check it out when you have an opportunity.
Definitely, man. With Jadakiss, Slowbucks, Nipsey Hussle came on the line, Jason Weaver, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From Kid and Play. You know, you had the Outlaws on there, you know, Tupac's homeboys.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people. Kid Daytona.
Yeah.
Came in, he represented hard up there in New York.
That's
a lot of people that came up.
Yeah,
the URL fam, Smack, Eric Beasley, you know, those rap battles are so huge right now. They get sponsored by the big dogs. We had them on explaining all about that. Just keep in touch with us, man. We definitely going to have more people, you know what I'm saying, more fun, more excitement, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Just Yeah, stay up with us, definitely.
Alrighty, and then I had a couple people, as always, hit me about consideration for music and to be interviewed. And Golden, if you'll just share with them real quick how they can go ahead and submit to be featured.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, and we definitely doing this. I know a few people had hit us up. You know, fortunately, the accident happened with the homie Onyx, but she back. She's strong, so we back. We're going to do this, you know what I'm saying? So all the people that submitted your music, thank you for your patience. We really appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? But just hit us up via Twitter. Onyx is at Onyx254. I'm at TheGlue, T-H-A-G-L-U-E. You know, shoot it to us, you know. We'll befriend you. You can DM us the links. Make sure we download it, listen to it. Each of us will listen to it. And then usually we like to have shows where we critique and go over the music so anybody that's listening could call in, talk about the music, you know what I'm saying? Or we could just talk about, we could just talk about the music with the artist.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely like doing that because this is a feedback game, you know what I'm saying? Like you put music out there and you're not knowing what it's going to do. You think you constructed it right, but it's really all about what the fans think, what people think. So we like to give constructive criticism, and our word isn't law by any means, you know what I'm saying? That's why we encourage people to call in, say what they think about it, hit us up on the blog, talk chat, tell us what they think about it. So it makes it more fun that way.
Absolutely. And then, like Golden said, definitely we will be having a show come up real quick when we do the feedback and give you the A&R type of review that you would pretty much that you would want to welcome so that you can go back and work on your craft or that you can move forward in promoting it. Also, well, pretty much what we do on The Cut every Wednesday night. Tonight we are going to have a special guest, Ms. Rhonda Thomas. She is promoting a Christmas project, so I'm looking forward to meeting her. And I know Golden and I are really excited about her music, so we are going to play that for you guys tonight. But before she comes on the line, real quick, music charts. I haven't done it in a minute because I've been kind of out. So Billboard charts, I want to let you know who's kind of topping and who's not. It's pretty simple this week as far as I can see. Number one in the pop charts is Kesha with Die Young. The number one rap song is Click, Kanye West, Jay-Z, and Big Sean. I really like that joint. And then Rihanna with Diamonds, she's number one on the Hot 100 R&B hip-hop song, and she has the number one R&B hip-hop album, which is Unapologetic. So shout out to Miss Rihanna, always popping the charts anytime she hits it.
She's killing it. Shout out to her for being on the Victoria's Secret runway looking better than any of the models that were on there. She walked the runway better than any of the models.
Okay.
Like, that shit was crazy when she did that yesterday. I was like, wow, she just showed every one of these chicks up. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's just really a star. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all embedded in her. She got her crazy parts, but, you know, basically, she definitely holds it down every time.
That's what she got herself together. Well, I know there was a lot of mixtapes that dropped this week. Did you come across a couple that you wanted to kind of mention?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I came across a few of them. Sad to say I haven't got a chance to listen to any of them because all this holiday stuff has been crazy, you know what I'm saying? Thanksgiving rolling, next thing you know, Christmas is on your back. So, you know, I haven't having a chance to check nothing out that's not right in front of my face. But Rock, we got Kid Ink. Kid Ink is definitely making noise. He got a mixtape out called Rocket Ship Shorty. Rocket Ship Shorty, niggas as well. We got BG. They dropped one for him, BG to AOG. You know, shout out to BG. He incarcerated right now, but, you know, his tapes are still dropping, keeping his name alive. We got Joe Budden, you know, a fan favorite. With A Loose Quarter. I heard this joint was real dope. Gonna have to check that out.
Definitely.
We got Omarion with a Care Package. So, you know, Maybach O is definitely, you know, put his stamp out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, get ready for Omarion under that Maybach imprint. We got the beautiful, thick, lovely Trina. You know what I'm saying? She back with her mixtape. Back to Business, so she's showing you that she's coming back in the game. Don't forget about her, you know what I'm saying? We got Jacob Lattimore, talented R&B young guy. He got a mixtape coming out, was out, called This Is Me. So, you know, if you're in the R&B, check out Jacob Lattimore. The Rejects, they got a mixtape. What is it called? The Crease Tape, Rated R. So that's the dance crew out of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, you know, they be rocking with Chris Brown, and they used to rock with the New Boys. And I think they came up with that dance, the Cat Daddy and all that craziness. So they be out there on the West Coast shutting them parties down. So you check them out if you're into that. And we got Chubby Jag with Scattered Thoughts. I don't know who Chubby Jag is, but he dropped the tape, and you know, I will definitely check it out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie Young Swift, also from Def Jam, and he signed to Def Jam and Akon. He dropped the tape too today. You can get that on Live Mixtapes called MDMI. We actually got a joint on there. You know what I'm saying? So check that out. It's called Every Now and Then.
That's what's up already.
Yeah, so, you know, that's it for the mixtapes.
You know what? No, it was a lot. Everybody, I see everybody putting in their work real quick for the holidays. And also Fresco Kane, Jermaine Dupri, brand new rap artist, Social Death, Epic Records. He dropped his mixtape, I want to say it was Monday. I know it dropped this week as well. So if you haven't checked that out or you heard it, go ahead and go to livemixtapes.com. He's really, really hot. He does like a singing and a rapping. Like he's really unique with it. So check him out. Fresco Kane.
Yeah,
Shout out.
Make sure you check him out. Social Death, Epic. You know what I'm saying? He's out there doing his thing. Make sure you download that joint.
No doubt.
Got some joints on there.
No doubt. Well, I'm definitely I'm going to check out Trina and a couple of them, and Joe Budden, he's a beast with it too. He doesn't get enough credit unless you're just within that fan circle of his fans. So I'm excited. I'm going to check that out. Jamming at the job.
Yeah, they got some good stuff. I mean, you know, shout out to the homie, the dude that's turning the nation on his ear right now, the boy Trinidad James. If you haven't heard of Trinidad James, yeah, his story is pretty crazy, but he has a mixtape out. It's been out, but I'm sure everybody's heard the song All Gold Everything. You know, that song is taking over the clubs, you know, so go check out Trinidad James' mixtape, which was actually out before anybody heard the song, but now everybody's being put onto that cat, and he's turning up everywhere.
No doubt. I love to see people out working, getting it in, putting in work. I love that. So I'm definitely going to be following up on all of these, and hopefully we'll get to share with you guys what I thought about the tape when we come back on the show. Well, Rhonda Thomas, our guest tonight, she is going to be joining us shortly. So what I want to go ahead and do is drop her track. She did send me two, and one of the singles is Little Drummer Girl, and this is Rhonda Thomas, and thank you for listening to G14 Radio The Cut. We will be back with our guest.
About the gifts, the price tag shows the value of your relationship. They'll even help you decide exactly what to give. Something shiny or something new, pick one off my Christmas list. But what about a girl like me who hasn't much to give? Can I celebrate the Savior's birth without expensive gifts? Now it doesn't mean that I've come without an offering, but what I have is from my heart, just for the newborn king. I'll play my drum for him, I'll give my best to him. God's precious gift he gave, Christ child was born to save. Spread hope and joy to everyone. doesn't matter much to me. Cause when you stop and think about it, the best things in life are free. But what about a girl like me who hasn't much to give? Can I celebrate the Savior's birth without expensive gifts? Now it doesn't mean that I've come without an offering. What I have is from my heart, just for the newborn king. I'll sing my drum for him. I'll give my best to him. God's precious gift he gave, Christ child was born to save, spread hope and joy to everyone. I'll sing my drum for him. My best to him. God's precious gift he gave, Christ child was born to save, spread hope and joy to everyone. Whatever you do, make sure you give it from your heart. Take the time to teach someone, give it from your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to G14 Radio, the cut. That is Miss Rhonda Thomas, who is our special guest tonight. We are still actually waiting for her to join us on the line. However, her first... Hello? Okay. Her first single, Little Drummer Girl, and then the second track that we played, Mistletoe. So, again, shout out to Miss Rhonda Thomas. Golden, what do you think?
Oh, man, she has an awesome voice. Can't wait to hear your interview with her. And, you know, it's just the Christmas feeling, you know what I'm saying? Like, every time you walk through the store, you know what I'm saying, you hear it in the malls, like, you know it's that time. So definitely those two records just gave you that feeling, like, it's almost time, you know what I'm saying? It's the holidays again, so can't wait to hear from her. Looking forward to your interview with her. Let's get it going.
Alrighty, yes. I can't wait till she joins us on the line. While we wait for her to come on the interview, is there anything that you found in news this week that you just thought, I got to share this Wednesday night?
Oh, man, like, it was just, you know what, really, it was a lot of stuff, man, especially since we were away for a little while. But recently, just, I don't know, I've been seeing some good things, you know what I'm saying? A lot of good things happening with hip-hop. Like I said, that whole Trinidad James thing, you know, the reason I like that story is one song, basically, that is propelling this guy. Hopefully he could, you know, sustain it, you know what I'm saying? But, just to see that, you know, that is allowed right now in the industry is a good thing. You know what I'm saying? I think that even though some people think it's stagnated and the industry is this and that, it's still some stories out there that's allowing people to live their dreams, which will always keep something going. You know what I'm saying? So we can't tarnish that aspect of the industry. So I like to see stories like that. First of all, because I like the song, you know what I'm saying? But second of all, you know, it still lends itself to giving people a chance to be something in life. So I think that was a feel-good story. He's rocking out right now. We got to try to get him on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Other than that, you know, Lil Wayne saying that he was going to retire after his album comes out. Basically, I think he had two seizures, kind of the same thing that happened to Rick Ross. You know, so that Wayne is saying he's going to hang up the mic. We'll see if that happens. But, you know, I thought that was an interesting story, too.
Yeah, this is the first time hearing of it. It's because, you know, I've been out the loop. So that's crazy. Wow.
Yeah, pretty wild. The whole 50 Cent Floyd Mayweather thing, 50 Cent French Montana thing, A lot of back and forth with this involving 50 Cent. That's one thing in the news that, you know, I've been paying close attention to, just checking it out. And I'm just kind of tired of that back and forth WWF stuff, you know. It's just, it's like, if you're in the music game, let's make some music. It's cool to check out every once in a while, but then it just starts getting real old, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just people going tit for tat at each other, you know. Basically, the arguments be stupid anyway, you know what I'm saying? It's just people feeling themselves talking crazy. But, you know, just put the music out, man, you know what I'm saying? Let the fans embrace your music and see where it goes from there. Not saying that everything is always going to be all, you know, gravy, but
right.
The shit that these niggas is beefing over, this sounds so stupid, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just getting real old, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, those are the little things I've been looking, a lot of the reality shows. I just saw The Game actually just signed to Cash Money.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
very interesting.
So we shall see. We shall see what goes on there. You know, Cash Money seems to be gobbling up anything that they can. You know, Baby is determined to be the powerhouse, you know, continue to be the powerhouse, I should say, out here in the industry as far as, you know, record label and power is concerned. You know, I'm just looking at different things like that. You know, we could, you know, we won't get into discussion because we know Rhonda has to come on the line. But that's just
definitely.
Things. I want to give a shout out to Wu-Tang Clan and D-Block for dropping that album, The Wu-Block. You know, those are some legends. I really love Wu-Tang. And, you know, we got the second song on that project, so it's just dope.
Really?
That
is what's golden.
Yeah.
You've been getting it in.
We've been working, man. We've
You've
been
working, already. Congratulations on that. I really like Wu-Tang, too. I'm a huge fan of that whole movement. You know what? Actually, and not to interrupt that, I think we do have Ms. Rhonda Thomas on the line, so I'm going to try to bring her live right now. I hope she can hear us in just a moment. Ms. Rhonda Thomas, is that you? Ms. Rhonda Thomas, are you live with G14 Radio? Okay, hopefully we can get her on the line. Not quite sure what's going on right there, but we will check that out.
She having some technical difficulties?
I think so, yes. Yes, I think so, but she's going to be calling back in. I'm speaking with her manager now. But, well, we can go ahead and take a break. You want to take a break while we get her on the line so we can introduce her properly?
Oh, it's all good. Let's do it.
Okay. And you guys, you know what I did was I love hip-hop. I love R&B too, but I don't want to get too R&B Christmas until we get time near Christmas, especially since we have Ms. Rhonda Thomas bless us with her soulful Christmas music. So I played Kanye West Christmas in Harlem when we first opened the show. And I'm going to go ahead and play another one of Rhonda Thomas's songs again, just because the fact that she is coming on right now, I want you to kind of get in the zone and get back focused. So here we go. This is going to be the Mistletoe track, and this is again featuring Eric Roberson, Rhonda Thomas.
Because of you, kiss me, baby, hold me tight and over.
Welcome back to G14 Radio to Cut. We are actually still awaiting for Ms. Rhonda Thomas to come on. We may have to reschedule her, so I do apologize to all of her fans that are tuning in tonight. However, we are going to try to get her in. We're just waiting for her to call. And then while I'm just kind of talking about not randomness, but that Ludacris song, I totally forgot that was a Christmas song. Ludacris is really talented.
Yeah, Ludacris is real dope. It was kind of crazy because on G14, maybe about a few weeks ago, they put up a video of, I think it was Elliot Wilson. He writes for Rap Radar and a few other hip-hop magazines and blogs, real respected in the game. He had this video out saying, did Luda lose his mojo? Did Luda lose his way? Because all this dance music that he was coming out with and, people not really feeling what he's doing. And there was a long conversation about what people thought about Ludacris right now. So it's funny that you bring that up. But the general consensus was that people don't think Luda's going harder than he used to, you know what I'm saying? And, all this dance music after, you put out, I think he put out a record. What was that called? It was like a strip club or a booty shaking record, and then he came with a dance song, and so people were kind of confused or whatever. My take on it was just that I think that when people start doing other things and making, a lot of moves other than music, that, of course you're going to lose a little bit of that mojo. Mm-hmm. Like, Luda, he's doing movies. He's got the, that soul headphone line. I'm always seeing him travel promoting that. So, it doesn't seem like the music was his main focus. And when you take time out to do stuff like that and then you come back, you never know how you're going to be really received from the fans.
Right.
Since fans are so fickle, especially urban hip-hop in that market. So I don't think it's that he ain't rapping the same, It's just I don't think his focus it was 100% on, making that product that people are, used to having him make. So it was an interesting conversation, though. They were pretty much saying that they think he lost it.
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, I could see that, and I could understand that point as well. I don't think Luda has lost it. I agree with you. Just he wasn't putting full 100% focus into any type of project. So, of course, it's not going to be the Luda back in the day when all it was just Luda before he cut the hair, before he was in the suits. So, yeah, I agree with you on that. That is.
You got to expand, though. You got to grow. You got to expand. You got to grow whatever you could get in, especially hip-hop is definitely about brand extension, brand expansion, especially now you see what these people are selling. Like, it's not just hip-hop. I mean, Ne-Yo's album dropped and he did 65,000 records, what I'm saying? You got Alicia Keys only did like 161,000, I think. These are superstars,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you got to kind of start, understanding that there's a lot more that people have to get into to keep their brand alive, to even keep their name alive, because, record sales been declining. Everybody knows that. So you got to expand that portfolio.
Absolutely, and that actor money is where it's at. I'm not an actress myself, but I'm just saying, I heard the text is nice. So, I mean, let Luda do his thing. Let him get his money. Tyrese did it. He took a long absence and then came back and did the independent. So, I think that's the way to go. And this industry is forever changing. And it's kind of frustrating sometimes because I know the fans don't understand. You know what I mean? They don't get it. And it's like, that's not how it works. That's not how things work. So, but hey, it is what it is. Well, I think that we're going to go ahead and reschedule Ms. Rhonda Thomas because...
we definitely going to have to do that.
Yeah, we're going to have to reschedule. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention while we have everybody on the line?
Well, I just wanted to say to you, you know, that I'm happy that you're back and that you made it through that ordeal. You know, you mean a lot to us, man, especially to me. We've been down for a long time now, it seems like, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm definitely happy that you're back. I know all the listeners are happy that you're back. So, you know, we're gonna keep this thing going and, you know, start implementing a lot of dope stuff, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, we couldn't get Rhonda on today, but we definitely reschedule her, get her back. And as far as the news, you know what I'm saying, we'll really, you know, kick it up maybe next week to where we could really get in and debate, talk about it, have some callers call in, get their opinion. But, you know, I just want to end it with saying that I'm happy that you're back, man. And,
aww, that is so nice. Yes, I'm happy to be back. You know, I get kind of like emotional, girly kind of. So, no, that was
really,
you're
a girl.
Really...
You're a girl.
I know, but, like, I'm a G, you know what I'm saying? And I don't be, like, you know, so. But anyways, no, I really appreciate that. And I want to say, take this time to thank everybody that was supporting me through that whole situation. I am recovering still slowly but surely. My faith is in God, and I do thank him for keeping me. And it's just nice. I can go nowhere but up. It just makes me a stronger person. And I'm excited for the cut for 2013. We do have a lot in store. So thank you to all of our fans that are calling in and all of our supporters that are calling in. I also want to make an announcement. We do have a new addition to our team, and he will be kind of behind the scenes. But we went ahead and added another homie to the team, and hopefully you can introduce him on the next show. So you guys know when you see us, when you see the cut, when you see the press badges, you already know what it is. What else? Oh, yeah, we're up to the ratings, because we don't even be keeping a secret. We be telling it. We are up to, I want to say it's like 4,000 listens, 4,000 people. So that's awesome, and it's amazing. And we don't know who you are, but we thank you. And we hope you stay coming back and tuning in with us every Wednesday. And don't forget, this is Global 14 Radio, The Cut, via global14.com. So if you don't have a profile on Global 14, go ahead and do it. It takes a couple of seconds. You'll be glad that you did it. And again, that is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. And it is fun, interactive, and you know, you never know who you're going to meet or what opportunity may fall right in your lap. So that's all I have.
Most definitely, man. You said it. You know, join up to Global. Check us out. We always talk about interesting stuff on there. And we'll be back next week, full speed ahead. You know what I'm saying? Ready to go. You can hit us up on Twitter. Like I said, I'm at THAGLUE, the glue. On Global 14, I'm Golden Fleece. Onyx, the same. Onyx254, both on Twitter and Global 14. And, you know, new year coming up, new things coming up. You know, everybody should be money motivated, ready to get it.
Yeah.
We coming across ways to help you get it. We're going to be making an announcement about that coming up next week. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
there's a lot of things going around, and you know, help people make some money. We gonna go in to really, really help who rocks with us, you know, help the listeners and just help each other, because that's how we gotta do this thing. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you stay tuned. We're gonna have a lot of tips, you know, a lot of things that you guys need to be a part of. So make it happen.
No doubt, but you know what? I wanted to say, I think the 12th is the only show that we weren't going to air this month. Is next week the 12th? It is. Oh, my gosh, it's going by so fast. Actually, next week we wouldn't be broadcasting according to our calendar, but I know that we will be back on the 19th, I think it is. So, again, we do have other episodes you can listen to. And then hit us up, man. You know, call us, 760-913-4119. Do I need to make a song? I'm going to make a song with the call-in number.
Yeah, definitely.
Production.
We're going to have a lot of call-ins, you know what I'm saying? But, so I'm picking up that phone. Yeah, shout out to Marvin who called it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Shout out to Marvin. Yes, yes.
Yeah, he called in. He's a fan of the show. We definitely appreciate that, brother. And, you know, we're going to keep things going, you know. We got to have him on the show, too, because he said he got a tape out. So
we got to
see what his tape is about.
Yeah, show some support and show some love. And, again, everybody, I will get you the info to our new team member when we return. So
yes, indeed.
Yes, absolutely. So everybody be safe. Thank you for rocking with us tonight. I'm glad to be back. We're glad to be back. It's going down.
One love, everybody. Be safe. Holidays. Get that Christmas shopping in early. Don't be that last-minute kid like me. I'd be waiting till like, the 23rd. I'm going to try to get it in a little bit earlier. Y'all pray for me, man, because I'm the last-minute king.
Alrighty. Everybody have a great evening.
Yeah. John Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like this nut.
Why I hunt. Sun, rain, sleet, snow. I cry when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills crack, weed blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining. Nothing like this nut.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why. Back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like this nut.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like this nut.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle, hustle, hustle.